This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to share with us information that the community needs to know about education in our county.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I've got a special guest with us. This past year, we had the pleasure and opportunity to hire a Mitchell County native back to Mitchell County as the principal of Bowman Middle School. The new principal of Bowman Middle School this year is Mr. Rodney Slagle, and we're pleased to have Rodney Slagle with us today.
Thanks so much, Dr. Womble. It's great to be back home. I feel very blessed and honored to have an opportunity to work in Mitchell County Schools. We have a great school at Bowman, and kids are excited, teachers are excited, and a lot of great things going on there.
Give us a little bit about your history and what brought you to Mitchell County, and tell us a little bit about your family, too.
I was raised in Red Hill. I've been there for 23 years. My dad was actually raised there. My mother was raised in Poplar, which is also part of the Tipton Hill District. Graduated from Mitchell and went off to college to Warren Wilson in Swannanoa, and then came back to McDowell County and worked there for 15 years, worked 2 years in Burke County, and then had an opportunity to come to Mitchell County, and very excited about that opportunity. My mother and my father still live in Red Hill. My wife, Nicole, works in Burke County at this time, and then I have two small children. Macy will be 2 on September the 24th, and Brody is 8 months.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on good at Bowman Middle School this year, and tell us about some of the successes you've had this year.
Right now, I think we're still kind of in an adjustment stage. We have a lot of new faculty members this year. We have Ben Hutchins and is in the Exceptional Children's Program. We also have Jim Plato, who is in the Exceptional Children's Program. Derek Calloway also is in the Exceptional Children's Program. We have Wendy Jenkins, who is a new fifth grade teacher. And Brittany Pate McKinney is assisting us in the alternative school program at this time. We have a lot of beautification going on at the school. If you come by and look at the things that are happening, the art program is doing a great job with murals throughout the school. Kids are excited about being involved in something hands-on that they can share with their kids later on in their life. It's awesome. We also have a new computer lab that's on its way that we're going to make into a 21st century computer lab. It's a wireless lab, and the kids are very excited about that opportunity as well. Last week, we had our homecoming event. We played East Yancey Middle School in football. We had an opportunity to invite former football players from Bowman, and we probably had around 25 student-athletes that came. The earliest, I think, was around 55 or 60, and then we also had some student athletes that are currently playing at Mitchell High at this time that showed up at the game, and we were very, very pleased to see the good crowd that came out and supported the Bulldogs. It was a tough match. Unfortunately, East Yancey won the football game, but our guys did a great job.
Well, Mr. Slagle, we've had a lot of people inquire about the H1N1 virus. Have you had many cases at Bowman Middle School this year? And if parents think their child have flu-like symptoms, what do you recommend?
Well, at this time, we have only had one student that has been reported from the parent that's had the H1N1. We had several kids that have been reported with the flu. We have advised that those students remain home until they're released by their doctor to come back to school. But we want to make sure that we, again, do all the preventative maintenance that we can to prepare for that and to make sure that we're constantly encouraging students to wash their hands and making sure that they're aware of any of the symptoms that may come about and to let someone know that. Any student that feels like they have symptoms or things that it's happening that's unfamiliar with them, please make sure that they contact Pat Silver, our school nurse, who does an excellent job with our students and staff.
At the September 21st, 2009 Board of Education meeting, we passed the 2009-2010 budget. The budget was passed using the available resources we received from the state, local, and federal government. This year, there has been a reduction in the amount of state money that we have received compared to previous years. We were fortunate to be able to receive stimulus money from the federal government to supplement the losses that we had at the state level. We feel fortunate that we received this additional funding this year from the federal government that saved many jobs that would no longer be here in Mitchell County if we did not have this funding. And we worry about the future of our funding when the stimulus money in 2 years is no longer available. And we recognize that we'll have to have additional money from the state, federal, or local government, or face additional cuts in the future. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and look forward to seeing you next month with Dr. Morgan Houchard as our special guest.
Also, our thanks to Rodney Slagle, the new principal at Bowman Middle School, for being with us as well, and Dr. Womble. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.